ChristianTalkNation.com.
Good morning, America. How are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son.
And now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Well, happy Thanksgiving weekend. Hope you had a pleasant Thanksgiving. Glad you're listening to us here on the Common Sense Show today. My website is www.jimbrownusa.com. Very simple if you want to check up and see what my weekly column is and kind of what's going on the show today. You know, Thanksgiving is a great holiday, one of my favorite holidays, where most of my family I was able to see. Probably 95% of my kids, grandkids, nieces, and nephews all were over, and we had a great Thanksgiving. I'm a little concerned about the Black Friday. Now we're into Blacker Thursdays. I just don't understand why someone would go out at 10 o'clock on a Thanksgiving evening, stand in line, or go out at 5 o'clock, stand in line for 3 or 4 hours with the hopes of getting some special bargain. These are all loss leaders. You know how these companies operate. They'll put 10 TVs on sale to try to get you in there. Once you get in the store, then you've got to buy something else, don't you? So they come out well in the long run. But just something, of course, I'm the old school. I'm the guy that still thinks we shouldn't be selling stuff on Sunday. It used to be on Sunday. Some of you younger listeners don't even remember. Used to be on Sunday, you could buy the basics. Maybe the grocery store would be open. No liquor, no car dealers, no retail businesses in most instances are even able to open on Sunday, because the idea was the family went to church and the family would get together and spend time, quality time, and I think it worked. But I understand the new world in which we live, to where we're a 24-hour world. A lot of people don't work on an 8 to 5 Monday through Friday schedule. And as a consequence, with jobs working around the clock and with people on shifts, then they need more flexibility. I can understand that. Don't not crazy about it. I don't think it's healthy. I think it takes away the fabric of our family unity, if you will. But that's progress. But Thursday, Thanksgiving night, 10 o'clock at night, open up the stores. Look, this is America. This is freedom. Don't want to interfere with business. I just don't like it. But, hey, if you got out there and made a sale, more power to you. I just like the more traditional weather. There's plenty of time to get out there and shop. And of course, you and I know what happens. The day after Christmas, we'll have this huge Thanksgiving sales that'll market the newspaper, television, radio, and all these prices will go even lower. So just pace yourself, take your time. Maybe the thing to do is to go buy, do all your Christmas shopping the week after Christmas, get all those bargains, stick them back in the closet, then you're all set for next year. But whatever it is, it's freedom in America. I'm not knocking that. I just stay home on Thanksgiving with my family. And whatever you did, I hope you enjoyed doing so. You know, I've got a number of emails this week. We have regularly have book publishers on the show and book authors. We have authors that write fiction, nonfiction. I enjoy doing that. I think my listeners enjoy that. A number of you have emailed me in recent weeks about, hey, I got a book in me, Jim Brown. Got any suggestions for me? The publishing world has changed a whole lot. You just don't take your manuscript and stick it in the mail off to a major New York publisher and think they're going to soak it up, and all you have to do is sit back and get the royalty checks once a month. Maybe the John Grishams of the world or the James Pattersons can do that, but for the average author, you can't do that. If you want some tips about writing a book, maybe how you write a book, how you get it published, just go to my website. Go to jimbrownusa.com, upper right-hand corner, my little press called the Lisbon Press. We've had a lot of success advising young authors, and I kind of do it as a hobby. Don't make anything out of it, but I just like to encourage people to write. There's something very special about putting your thoughts down on paper. And, you know, it couldn't be more easier. For virtually nothing, you can start your own blog. That's a great way to get into writing, where you put a blog up on a website. You have a little basic website. You can get a website for free right now. There's services called WordPress.com and others that will talk you through it, let you put up your basic website. And every week, every day, as often as you want, you can kind of put your thoughts down on paper and see if you've got some talents. And I've looked over a lot of those websites and advised a number of people as to what they should do. So I'll be glad to do it for you. And if you're interested, just go to my website, and my email address and all the contact information is up there. It's jimbrownusa.com. Go up in the right-hand corner. You'll see the Lisbon Press, my small press. And if you'll click on that, you'll see how to contact me and be glad to help you in any way that I can. Just wanted to say that because so many listeners have emailed me and said, I think I got a book in me. What do you want me to do? What should I do? So pass it on to you. You know, I was disturbed by an article in the morning in most of the national papers. So much of our news today comes cookie cutter. You pick up your local paper, the front page has some local news on it. Maybe the metro section, that's one or two pages. The whole rest of the paper is just cookie cutter articles that come out of various papers. There's a paper in most of your, or there's a story in most of your papers this week about how penmanship now is no longer going to be required in the majority of schools in our country. You're not going to have to write anymore. And I understand, look, if you listen to this show regularly, you know I talk so much about the Internet, how you've got to be Internet adaptable, how you've got to be Internet literate, or you're just not going to be competitive. And I'm a big believer in later education. I had the great pleasure of teaching illiterates how to read when I was get out of law school. Wish I still had time to do that. But there's nothing wrong with getting your education later. Senior citizens can get very adept on the computer. I'm a living example of that. I couldn't turn on a computer when I was 60 years old. And today I'm pretty good at it. If you check my website, I do all that kind of stuff myself. I think, though, despite the fact that I stay on a computer and I've got lousy handwriting, there still is a value in cursive writing, learning to write. I don't see it as a waste of time. I know that even signatures can be put up electronically, but I think there's a tremendous value there. 48 states are moving towards adopting a national curriculum where you got to have English and math proficiency. Doesn't encourage cursive writing, just not necessary. And I think, again, it's a real mistake. Putting the pen and paper down, putting a pen down on paper, I think it has a lot of benefits, especially in young people, for their brain coordination and motor skills. Hand-eye coordination, I think, is extremely important. I think it also allows you to connect with the past, with historical documents like the Constitution, or to your parents' and grandparents' letters that they've written to you. And so I think longhand is also a symbol of personality, maybe even more so in an era of uniform emails and texting. That's my own personal opinion. So you should allow cursive writing, not allow it, but encourage cursive writing, especially in the early years, to develop those motor skills and take a different approach. I'll tell you a great story. I was the Louisiana Secretary of State for 8 years, back in the 80s. Back then, the law said that any sale of financing in the state, whether it be local or statewide, had to be signed by the Secretary of State. If you wanted to pass a $10 million bond issue for a water district or a sewer district, build some new roads, I had to sign that as Secretary of State. And often I'd have to go up to New York to sign it because the bonds were all sold at these big bond houses up in New York. And the law required that my signature appear on every bond that were sold. Well, these bonds were often sold in increments of $500 or $1,000. And it might involve my signing documents 20,000 times. Well, how long would it take me to sign documents 20,000 times? So what they had this great big machine. I had one pen I held. It really wasn't a pen. It was a piece of metal looking in the shape of a pen. When I'd put the pen down, there would be, I think, about 500 other pens that would go down at the same time. And as I signed my name, Jim Brown, 500 documents were sold at the same time, signed at the same time. I couldn't dot my I. I couldn't cross my T. I couldn't do that. I couldn't pick the pen up. You follow me? I had to keep it down on the paper, sign thousands and thousands of documents. So I know something about the importance of cursive writing, even though I don't have much of a pen out that way. Hey, Jim Brown, The Common Sense Show, my website, www.jimbrownusa.com. We got a lively show today, so much to cover. Let's take a little break. Let me freshen up my coffee, and we'll come back and talk with you a lot more on our show today. Glad you're listening on this Thanksgiving weekend.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. The most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, the Cajun contractor Michael King, host of Home Talk USA, is now available for your next speaking engagement. That's right. You can have one of the most exciting, energetic personalities on the radio today speak at your next function. If your trade organization or company needs a qualified speaker to talk about home improvement products, technologies, and services, even the current state of your industry, please give him a call today. The Cajun contractor Michael King is a qualified, license-tested contractor with an extensive knowledge of home improvement construction and repairs, and is regarded by his peers as one of the top experts in his field and the home improvement industry in general. His keen sense of humor and entertaining delivery will really make your next function one to remember. Call the Cajun contractor Michael King today at 985-641-3730. That's 985-641-3730. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. C'est le bon temps roulé. Let the good times roll.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown. We've got a great show today. Coming up in this next segment, Ivan Elin's coming on to talk about this whole Petraeus affair and what it really means to you. Who cares if a general comes and goes, or who cares if any personality comes and goes? There are things in this event, though, that hit bottom line to you and me, and we're going to talk about that. Also, following him, Eric Diggers is joining us. Got a great new book out called How the Media Wells: Dangerous Words to Divide a Nation, Race Baiter. How the, you just can't get straight media up anymore. You've got the left, you've got the right, you've got Fox News playing to its audience, saying what they want to hear. You've got MSNBC doing the same thing to its audience. And it's just not healthy in a democracy to have these divisions going on. Then finally, here in about an hour from now, I'm trying to figure out what the heck is going on in the Middle East, particularly with Israel, the Palestinians, this Gaza Strip. Why is this heated up now, and why is it that about every 4 or 5 years, all this heats up again and again? We're going to talk about that with Professor Richard Falk at Princeton University a little later on in the show here today. excuse me, I drank my tea wrong right there, but it's straightening out right now. We're talking about several things. Oh, by the way, I saw several movies here over the Thanksgiving weekend. Don't waste your time seeing the James Bond movie. Now, I grew up with James Bond. I read Ian Fleming's books. I've seen every James Bond movie. I love Sean Connery's my favorite, although Roger Moore was a close second, quite frankly. Two great James Bond characters. The new James Bond is a pretty good guy, but the movie is just terrible. Skyfall, it's called. There's no really believable or interesting stunts. The story plot doesn't go anywhere. It's not that believable. I'll give you one example. At one instance, Bond is shot, and he falls some 500 feet, plunges headfirst into a swirling river. Now, you know, headfirst, that's going to crack his brain open. And then the segment just ends right there. The next thing you see, you got Bond, who is in a restaurant, a bar, flirting with some girl. Well, you got to have a bridge, don't you? I mean, when he was plummeting to his death with a bullet in him, falling 500 feet and going in head first, some scenario has to take place to make it believable. Maybe he turned on his side and hit and he's severely injured and, you know, some trapper or hunter pulls him out of the water to his cabin and nurses him back to health. Tell us something. I just thought the movie stunk. I was with some friends, younger kids that were interested in the stunts, and they wanted to stay, but if it wasn't for them, I'd have left the middle of it. I would not recommend that. Also saw the movie Lincoln. Daniel Day-Lewis deserves an Academy Award for his performance of Abraham Lincoln. Remember that The Last of the Mohicans? If you don't know who Daniel Day-Lewis is, won an Academy Award for The Last of the Mohicans. Marvelous actor, and did a real good job in that show. Well, Lincoln... he comes on and portrays Lincoln very well. Sally Field plays his wife, kind of a dysfunctional wife, as was Lincoln's wife. And the movie tells the story of his move towards freeing the slaves primarily. You got a few Civil War battles. And, of course, anytime you see a Civil War battle, it's just so terrible to see the arms and the limbs laying all over the battlefield. And it brings back to the premise of what I'm about to say to you. We're not going to delve on it here today, but next week, we're going to talk at length about Lincoln. I'm not a Lincoln fan, I got to tell you. I just don't, you know, if you look over Lincoln, he ran for office 6 or 7 times, lost all but his final election to the House of Representatives and then president. I can't think of one significant thing he did in the 4 years he was president that was not related to the Civil War. Yes, he's freed the slaves. He should have freed the slaves. It was the right thing to do. But in doing so, the way he chose, the path he chose, is where my problem comes in, because he allowed almost 1 million Americans to kill each other. Now, 1 million Americans today, in that number, if you make a comparison, would be on the equivalent of 10 million Americans today. What would you think if either George Bush or Barack Obama allowed 10 million Americans, friends, brothers, family, to divide up and start killing each other year after year? 10 million people dying. Why, we would impeach the person. We would want to have him tried for treason and shot. But that's what Lincoln did. You see, he stood by and allowed 1 million people to kill each other without going down some other path. Should have freed the slaves. Of course he should have. But there were some efforts to compromise that Lincoln just said no. And Lincoln's focus was not on freeing the slaves. That wasn't it at all. His focus was saving the Union. He made a number of comments to where African Americans were not in the same category as white Americans, that they should never be allowed to vote and or marry, have citizenship. They were inferior. That was Lincoln's words. But he wanted to save the Union. His focus was saving the Union. Well, you know, basic in our Constitution is that we're a United States, a confederation of states. And there's some movements going on right now in Texas who says they want to secede from the Union. Well, you know, Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, basically comes out. If that's what you want to do, governor, go ahead and do so. If a majority of your people vote to do so, go at it. That doesn't bother us. We'll get along without you over there. I think you're making a big mistake, because the umbrella of the United States brings a special posture that helps you economically, that helps you in so many instances militarily, is a plus. And I don't think it's ever going to happen. I'm just saying that, and we'll get into that next week, where Lincoln could have gone down the road of trying to find a middle ground to buy a little time and save a million Americans. It's even worse than that. We had a guest on our show from Rutgers University here about 2 months ago. Can't that professor, I want to say Rogers, I can't remember right off, who said actually it was a lot worse than that, because there was no preparation. You know, we jump into these battles, no preparation about what happens afterwards. And what did happen was that slaves were freed. So many people had suffered so much during the Civil War. There was no plan to take care of them. There was no medical treatment. There was no food. There was no shelter. And so over an additional 1 million people died, primarily slaves who had been freed, who had no place to go, no medical care, no nothing. And so the elements got to them. They died. So really, we lost 2 million people. 2 million. You know, is that something to be proud about? If there's no other choice, then you consider your alternatives. But in this case, Lincoln was not a negotiator. He didn't try. There were efforts made continually to say, let's sit down and talk about this and see if we can find a middle ground. Yes, let's outlaw slavery. Do we do it immediately? Do we do it a step over 6 months or a year? Or do we sit back and let 2 million people die? And he chose to let 2 million people die. I don't like that. I think it's wrong, and we're going to talk about that next week. Tom DiLorenzo is a Lincoln scholar. He'll be my guest next week. If you're a Lincoln fan, join me then. We'll talk a good bit about it. And we're going to come back and talk about what is involved for you in this whole General Petraeus scandal that has taken place. Why does it affect you? Who cares if these generals come and go? I'll tell you it does. Not so much about Petraeus, but how they brought him down directly affects you and me. Jim Brown here in the Common Sense Show. I wrote about this Petraeus matter, by the way, on my website. Go to www.jimbrownusa.com and you read my comments from last week. We'll talk a good bit about my column. I'll write a column on Lincoln this week, let you read about it. We'll talk about it next week. Hey, let's take a break. Common Sense Show, Jim Brown. Freshen up my coffee. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
We've talked on the show on several occasions about this General Petraeus scandal, and, you know, generals come and go, and it's a little sex to it, and a lot of titillating things you'll see in the tabloids, but there's also some basic foundation issues in terms of your freedom and my freedom that I think we ought to talk about. I think are very important that often gets lost in the shuffle of the tabloid news that takes place. Just what is involved in terms of your personal liberties? We're going to talk about that right now with our next guest on the show right now. Interesting topic in terms of where we go in this. Ivan Elin is my guest right now. He's senior fellow and director of the Center of Peace and Liberty at the Independent Institute, which is a nonprofit, nonpartisan research and educational organization. And he's expressing concerns, of which I certainly agree, about the role of the government, particularly the FBI, and its potential violation of civil liberties. Mr. Elin, glad to have you on the show today.
Thanks for having me on.
Mr. Elin, you there?
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Okay, there. I'm sorry we had a little connection problem. Hey, glad to have you with us on the show today. And we hear so much about all the flair and the flavor of this Petraeus scandal, but you've expressed some concerns about civil liberties that would affect every one of my listeners, every one of the American citizens out there. Tell me what you mean in terms of your concerns that go way beyond just Petraeus.
Well, my concerns are that buried in this scandal is another scandal. I think that's probably more important than the one that's being reported. The media likes to focus on the sex aspect of it, and I think that's what we're seeing. But the other aspect is really and more important is why did the FBI create a cyber stalking investigation based on a personal connection between an FBI agent and a socialite, Kelly, in Florida, on the basis of six emails, which weren't really even threatening. They were just sort of harassing. And then after that, why didn't they close down the investigation when the security aspects looked like they weren't very important? And so I think...
Well, you go into great detail about the details. We're not going to get into all the salacious material here, but you had one FBI agent who was a friend with one of the women involved with Petraeus, and she complains to him. He starts this investigation. Then we've heard crazy things about how he's sending out photographs. This is the FBI agent of himself shirtless to the woman, but... it's a question, as you said, of how far the FBI goes. If there's no national security breach, then what is the FBI doing perusing through emails? Now, I thought in instances like this that if the FBI, let's say, wants to go look at your email, they have to have a reason. And the reason is based on, first of all, you got to go get a warrant. Don't you have to go get a warrant from a federal judge before you start snooping into somebody's email?
Well, usually you do. Recently they changed the law so if there's terrorism involved or potential terrorism, there's a lesser standard. And that, I think, it's unconstitutional. The Constitution is very clear that you need a warrant if there's a suspected crime, whether it's a national security crime or not. Now, this, of course, when it started out, wasn't a national security crime. The FBI supposedly was just investigating a cyber contact between two women, Jill Kelly and the woman who had the affair with Petraeus.
Paula Blackwell, I think her name was.
Yes, Paula Blackwell. And they were, Paula Blackwell evidently was concerned that Jill Kelly was flirting with Petraeus and harassing her via email that she should quit flirting with Petraeus. So, of course, this is not a national security item at this point or a terrorism, so that they really do need a warrant. And whether they got that, I guess they probably did. But the question is, why should they get a warrant for something like that? And the other question is, what, you know, this, as you mentioned, this investigation was open because the FBI agent knew Ms. Kelly. So it was on the basis of a personal connection. And the real issue is here, do we want our FBI or effectively our national police force investigating harassing emails between two women over some, torrid love affair? That's not really what the people are supposed to be doing. And when they found out that there was no or very little national security threat here, they should have probably stopped the investigation. But, of course, they didn't. And in my mind, Petraeus really shouldn't have to resign simply because he had an affair. Now, that's his own personal business. I'm not saying it's moral to do that, but it's sort of a personal thing between him and his wife. And, of course, this all led to that. And the question is, has his privacy been violated by this? And this has much bigger implications because this is a federal agency and they seem to be, going after people.
Well, that was the point I was making. I mean, here's the guy. Now, I know that from what I'm told and from listening to the various news reports, there's no love lost between the FBI and the CIA. That when George Bush was in office after 9/11, that he gave the FBI much more authority to go out of the country and the CIA much more authority to operate inside the country. Before that, they were operating, at arm's length. So I know there's no love lost, but when you can see the top intelligence official, the director of the CIA, that if you can come and see his rights being violated and the FBI to snoop into his personal emails that have nothing to do with his job or national security, then my concern, and I assume it's your concern too, that every one of us are at risk by the same type of harassment or invasion or profiling effort without just cause.
Yes, I think that's right. There's always been the suspicion that they went after him because the FBI and the if anything, you're understating it. The FBI and the CIA have hated each other since 1947 when the CIA was born. So, you know, there is the suspicion, and they don't work well together at all. And so there is the suspicion that they might have gone after him. And if you're right, if the CIA director, who has very formidable resources at his disposal, could be taken down by a federal agency, that is to say the FBI, then are any of us really safe? And I don't think we are, because the problem that we have now is that warrants are, the judicial branch is supposed to be, the reason you have a warrant is because we have separation of branches, and the judicial branch is supposed to oversee the executive branch who's getting the warrant and saying, well, now the warrant isn't justified. Well, of course, the courts give the benefit of the doubt to the law enforcement on almost every occasion, so it's very easy to get a warrant for a criminal behavior. And when you go into the national security realm, it's even easier because the courts just won't challenge the executive branch when alleged national security matters are at stake. So, of course, you have even more abuse of the system there. And now, of course, we have a new law where under certain circumstances you don't have to get a warrant at all, which, of course, is, I believe, unconstitutional, which gives the FBI even more power to investigate things.
Well, very scary scenario out there. Like I say, it hit home to every single listener, because if they can do it to the head of the CIA, they can certainly do it to you and I. And I hope we get into the realm of, did a federal judge even issue a warrant, number one? And if he did, what did the FBI tell him? They had to tell him more. Well, we got this little affair going on ahead of the CIA and six emails, and we want a warrant to investigate. No judge. If a judge on that basis gave authority, then that judge ought to be impeached. Hey, got to take a break right now. I want to come on back, if I can, with you, Ivan, and talk about your new book, No War for Oil, U.S. Dependency in the Middle East. It's a subject we're going to talk about later on in the show. Can you stay with me for another segment?
Sure.
Good. Okay. We'll come on right back, and you can find out all about that book right now from Ivan Edlin on our website, www.jimbrownusa.com. Also got him up there on the program talking about the book. Coming on back after the Common Sense right now.
Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
This is the old Cajun contractor Michael King here, host of Home Talk USA. Did you know that you can now shop and purchase online quality name brand tools and accessories at discounted prices from one of the top most visited online hardware stores, The Handy City? That's right. You can now take the hassle of having to go out and purchase these products. Just think, you can now order all of the top name brands from the comfort of your home computer and have it delivered straight to you in most cases. And the shipping is free. All the products are personally endorsed by me and guaranteed 100% by the manufacturer by using our online store. You'll be also helping to keep our popular home improvement radio show on the air. So please check out our website today at thehandycity.com. That's thehandycity.com. I'll say it again, thehandycity.com. Quality products at discount prices straight to you. I have only one thing I can say. Sauce le bon ton roulet. Let the good times roll. Yai!
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, Ivan Elin is my guest. He's senior fellow and director of the Center of Peace and Liberty at the Independent Institute, and he's written an interesting new book called No War for Oil, U.S. Dependency and the Middle East, and you can find out all about the book and or actually order the book on our website at jimbrownusa.com. Ivan, what you're saying is that for many, many years, well, the military has been operating in the Middle East mainly to safeguard oil, not so much to protect to protect those folks over that way or to protect American citizens over there, but to protect the oil. Is that right?
Well, I think you saw that with the first Persian Gulf War, where it was really blatant that the elder Bush admitted he was doing that, talked about jobs, 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 and oil, oil, oil. And so and then the second war, his son had learned not to say that he was going for oil, but I think it was clear that they wanted to base in the Persian Gulf, which ultimately they didn't get because they couldn't negotiate with the Iraqi government to leave our troops there because of liability reasons and if there were shootings and that sort of thing. They wanted legal immunity for our forces, and the Iraqi government wouldn't do that. But clearly they have many bases. We have the 5th Fleet in Bahrain. You know, we have lots of troops in Kuwait and, you know, all around the Persian Gulf. We have, and of course, we have the Navy who's there all the time. The real question is, it's very interesting. A lot of conservatives support that sort of thing. But the problem is, if you believe in markets, really the market is the best way to deal with oil. Conservatives at home don't like subsidization of solar, wind, etc., but actually we're subsidizing oil by sending a lot of forces over there to defend something that the market will bring us anyway. We have here another embargo.
Well, that's my question to you. Okay, I guess my point is that let's assume that we had no water over here. We couldn't find water. We were in a massive drought, or we didn't have food. Obviously, you could say that the food or the water might be a strategic commodity for us that we would seek almost any means just to save ourselves. Well, then, as I understand, you're arguing that oil is not really a strategic commodity.
Right. I mean, we had strategic commodities in the Cold War. They were strategic metals. And, of course, they're more rare than oil, but we never talk about using armed force to defend them, and their prices are much higher. And, in fact, you need the platinum group metals to crack large crude oil molecules into smaller gasoline, diesel fuel, jet fuel, et cetera. So there are many things that are required, many steps from the wellhead where they get the oil to when you get it at the gas station. And so, you could have shortage of tankers, which we've had in the past. We could have a shortage of refineries, which we do have because of the severe environmental regulations that won't allow new refineries to be built. So this crude oil that we're defending is only one small step in a larger process. And so you can have all the crude oil you want, and if all these other things don't fall into place. And the beauty of the market is that it usually does provide the oil. Now, people say, well, what about OPEC? We had that OPEC embargo way back in 1973, which only, the oldest of us remember. But in fact, that was unsuccessful, and we never saw another one simply because it was disastrous for the producing countries. Cartels are not very effective in raising the long-term price of their commodities, whether that's minerals like copper, zinc, whatever, or oil. And OPEC has not been very successful in holding the price above what the market would bear. They can in the short term, but not in the long term. And so I think if we just rely on the market, we could either reposition our forces. And Obama has talked about repositioning them to Asia, or we could even bring some of them back home.
Well, particularly, like you say, when we're becoming less oil dependent, when America's producing more and more oil and projected to be in the next 5-6 years the largest oil producing country in the world, new finds both within our boundaries and offshore. So we're not as dependent as, say, we once were because of the whole changing focus, which means, as you say, that the overall policy when you deal with what is costing us may be a heck of a lot less of the pump, right?
Right. We have this is a big subsidy for oil companies, and it's really unjustified. The other point that I think we need to go even bigger, and we worry about dependence on foreign oil, but we don't worry about dependence on other critical things. I've already mentioned the strategic minerals, what they call the strategic minerals, platinum group, palladium group metals. Everybody knows how platinum is more expensive than even gold, right? And we don't worry about getting those anymore. We don't worry that 70% of our semiconductors come from East Asia. Nobody talks about defending them with military force. So we get a lot of things from overseas, and the reason that we do is because it's cheaper to produce them over there than here. We have a very highly educated workforce, and we should be working on very highly technical things. For instance, advanced microchips, software, computer software, and we are doing that. And I think we have to realize that we are going to import some things, whether it's raw materials like we're talking about with oil or platinum group metals, or even manufactured items since simple semiconductors, et cetera. And these are vital to our economy. But we've got to realize that oil is no different than any other commodity. We don't talk about whether we have enough, whether we have a shortage of bananas because they're imported. But I don't think there are many bananas grown in the U.S. So we get those bananas because the market brings them to us. And I think we've got to stop talking about dependence on oil because it's really no different than any other commodity.
Ivan, a good point. The book is No War for Oil, U.S. Dependency in the Middle East. You can find it on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Hey, Ivan, thanks for joining us on the Common Sense Show. Have a good Thanksgiving weekend, and we look forward to visiting you again in the future.
Thanks, Jim.
Take care. Bye-bye. Interesting guy, and the focus I had him on the show was this whole Petraeus matter, was the intrusion by our federal agencies into the process of looking at someone's personal email. I think that's appalling. I just think that's appalling. But I liked his comments on oil, too. We don't send troops in to bring in the bananas and all the other platinum and all the other things we need throughout the world. So what is it costing us in terms of an overall barrel of oil? When he talks about the FBI, that concerns me, and there's a lot more is going to be coming out, but here we've got our chief investigative agency that goes into, gets a complaint and starts breaking in through their cyber crime division the personal emails of the head of the CIA. Doesn't matter whether it's the head of the CIA or the head of the local cleaners in your hometown. It's all the same. By what? What's the authority for doing that? Because if they can do it to General Petraeus, they can do it to every one of the listeners out there. And that really concerns me as an American wanting to be sure that my personal freedoms are not violated. Of course, if there's justification, if there's someone that is committing a crime or you think is committing a crime, then there's a procedure where you go to a federal judge, you make your case, and if the judge agrees, you get a warrant. There's been no evidence that this was done here. And if it is done, you got to have some good, solid reasons. You can't lie to the federal judge. So we don't know exactly what happened in this full procedure. The only way you can look at someone's email without a warrant would be if they are a suspected terrorist or in some way harboring terrorists. I'll tell you what, if the head of the CIA in the United States of America is in any way involved in terrorism, and that's the FBI's answer to why they are looking into his six personal emails, then, boy, have we got our priorities out of whack. We've got a lot of problems that are much bigger than what you and I deal with. If they do it to him, they can do it to you and me. Remember the minister going back some years ago, Martin Niemöller. He was a German Lutheran pastor. And he said this. He said, you know, in Germany back in World War II, they came first for the communists. And I didn't speak up because I wasn't a communist. Then they came for the Jews. And I didn't speak up because I wasn't a Jew. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I didn't speak up because I wasn't a trade unionist. Then they came for the Catholics, and I didn't speak up because I was a Protestant. Then they came for me, and then they came for me. Let's take a break. We'll come right back to the second hour of the Common Sense Show.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNLive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten.
Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix, life's getting better.